Narrated Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sent me, Az-Zubayr bin Al-Awwam, and Abu Marthad Al-Ghanawi, and all of us were horsemen. And he said, proceed till you reach Rawdat Khak, where there is a woman from Al-Mushrikun, polytheists, pagans, idolaters, and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah and in His Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him. Carrying a letter sent by Hatib bin Abi Balta to Al-Mushrikun of Mecca. So we overtook her while she was proceeding on her camel at the same place as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, told us. We said to her, where is the letter which is with you? She said, I have no letter with me. So we made her camel kneel down and searched her mount, baggage, etc., but could not find anything. My two companions said, we do not see any letter. I said, I know that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, did not tell a lie. By Allah, if you, the lady, do not bring out the letter, I will strip you of your clothes in search of the letter. When she noticed that I was serious, she put her hand into the knot of her waist sheet, for she was tying a sheet round herself, and brought out the letter. So we proceeded to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, with the letter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Hatib, what made you do what you have done, O Hatib? Hatib replied, I have nothing except that I believe in Allah and His Messenger, and I have not changed or altered my religion, but I wanted to do favor to the people of Mushrikun of Mecca, through which Allah might protect my family and my property, as there is none among your companions, but has someone in Mecca through whom Allah protects his property against harm. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Hatib has told you the truth, so do not say to him anything but good. Umar bin al-Khattab said, verily he has betrayed Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. Allow me to chop his neck off. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Umar, what do you know? Perhaps Allah looked upon the Badr warriors and said, do whatever you like, for I have ordained that you will be in paradise. On that, Umar wept and said, Allah and His Messenger know better.